the fact that our school board last June extended Dr. Martzloff's contract in the face of all this controversy is extremely troubling.
Michelle Light is president of the Teachers Association and a fourth grade teacher at Dodge Elementary. Light says for far too long there has been a great deal of distrust and fears of retribution in the district. In the past, the union called for an outside investigation into Superintendent Scott Martzloff, accusing him of abuse of power and favoritism. She says when they brought their concerns to the Board of Education, the assistant superintendent was suspended back in 2014.
So now, no one wants to bring concerns to the board's attention for fear they'll be suspended as well.
But this past March, the school board approved an independent assessment. In audio from the school district's March 15th meeting, Martzloff proposed the resolution.
Regarding the relationships between and actions by the district's board, superintendent of schools, assistant superintendents, union leaders, and employees.
We're hoping that that's the investigation into the superintendent's conduct that we've been looking for. And at this point, we're cautiously optimistic that they will follow through and ensure that this is done in such a manner that people feel comfortable sharing their concerns and that those concerns can be addressed.
Light tells us another problem she tried to bring to the attention of the superintendent last fall involved the district's 911 system. Light had learned that various Verizon bills were not being paid by the district because it began a new VoIP system and no longer needed certain phone lines. However, those unpaid bills caused Verizon to cut off the lines to some schools where fire alarms and defibrillator machines were connected.
One of the original emails that went out addressed four specific schools where the fire alarms weren't working. Another email went to all the custodians saying that the fire alarms were only working sporadically. So it's unclear how many people were in jeopardy during that time period.
Light tells WBFO News this year the union is backing three school board candidates in hopes of gaining control of the board.
We hope to get people on the board who will be honest, who will have integrity, and who will be transparent. And that's all we've asked for.
We received no response from emailed requests for an interview or statement from the superintendent. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.